Welcome back to The Divorce Project. In this episode, we talk about who is your divorce attorney. Why is it important for you to retain the right family law attorney? Well, I'm sure you may know the answer to that question, but you're going to be investing a lot of time, money, and likely heartache into your divorce case. Who you retain to represent you is going to impact the outcome in a huge way. You may not think that's true, but it absolutely is. Since it takes one to know one, here are my top three tips to look for in a family law attorney. All aboard? The hard truth is that some of us care and some of us simply think of the practice of family law as a job. And the attorneys that do not care should be relatively easy to spot, but sometimes they hide it well or you're just too upset to notice. The truth is that some divorce attorneys have built up a callus to this area of law. When you start doing this over and over again and you experience the emotional heartache that clients go through, you become somewhat hardened to it and you build up that callus that I just talked about. But if you get the feeling that the attorney that you're either involved with or consulting with is insincere, unsympathetic, or just plain uninterested in your case, then I suggest you exit stage left. People have come to me and said that the attorney that they consulted with was just absolutely uninterested. Listen, divorce is devastating and emotionally draining on everyone, including your attorney, who must and should feel vested in the outcome of your case from the very start. I say it's no joke when some of my clients keep me up at night. Yes, I worry about their family, I worry about their problems, and I want to make sure that they get the right outcome. The connection between attorney and client is a relationship of its own. You need to feel a certain level of trust, comfort, and confidence in the attorney who will represent you in your divorce. I say, if you can't cry in front of me, then we don't have the right relationship. When clients come in to see me, I take the time to learn what brought them into my office in the first place. I want to know who you are as a parent and spouse, and I want to know why your marriage is ending. Even if it's hard for you to say the words to me, I want to understand who you are and where you see yourself in 5 years. Again, I'm not a marriage counselor and I'm not a therapist, but I need to understand my client if I'm going to be an effective advocate for them. Next, avoid the dabbler. Let's just say that if a surgeon hands me a scalpel and says cut, I'd have absolutely no clue where to begin, and I shudder at the thought of what would happen to that patient. The same is true for an attorney who practices in other areas of law and decides to take on a divorce case or two. And hopefully that's not for fun or just for a change of pace. By choice, I immerse myself exclusively in the practice of family law. Why? Because truly understanding family law and being in family court 3, 4, 5 days a week sometimes on multiple cases before different judges in different counties helps me to become an effective advocate and learn these nuances that are family law that you cannot learn from a rule book or a law treatise. And let's face it, you simply cannot learn it by being an attorney and just deciding to take on a few divorce cases and throwing yourself into the ring at family court. It's like shootout at the OK Corral on some days, and you just simply cannot learn it that way. It only comes from doing and devoting oneself so completely to it that on a daily basis, you are just living it. I'm talking about living the system that is family law, the system that I often say is broken, and the system that is composed of rules, cases, laws, judges, litigants, attorneys. Each one more different than the other, but alike in so many ways. You just don't get that kind of exposure by dabbling in family law. Lastly, I want to say you need to look for the chameleon. So when you're looking for a divorce attorney, you're looking for that chameleon. Some clients might say, my spouse's attorney is really aggressive and I want you to equal that. And I chuckle at that. Some might say the opposite. Truthfully speaking, I'm what I need to be in any given case to try and get the best result that my client is looking for. It's important to know who I'm dealing with on the other side, both client and attorney, so that I can temper my personality accordingly. Most family law attorneys in a certain locality know one another. You start to get a feel for what makes the other attorneys tick, what their game is, and how you will play your own hand. After all, it's all in the strategy and negotiation. That's what I truly believe. So yes, I am a bit of a chameleon when it comes to practicing divorce law. And yes, you can turn on a dime in this area of law. And when you examine it from that angle, so much becomes possible. Some people come to me because they're halfway through their case and they feel totally disconnected from their divorce attorney. So I think that you need to think about who's retaining you from the very beginning and understand that huge impact that I said it will have on the outcome of your case. You need to feel comfortable. You need to feel like you're being protected. You need to feel secure in the sense that that attorney is going to go to bat for you and be in your corner. You want to look for that divorce attorney who does not appear to be one-dimensional, but rather who can adapt to any situation and change gears, or colors for that matter, in an instant. Then you will spot who's a chameleon and who is not. Until next time, I'm Sylvia Costantino, and this is The Divorce Project.